everyone. Welcome to Total Nerd List, the podcast where we make lists and be nerds. I'm Shane.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Reggie.
And this week we're talking about candy, but not just any ordinary candy. We're not talking about your big name ones, the no ones. So these aren't your Reese's, Skittles, or Milky Ways. We're talking about lesser known candies. But before we dive into that, what have you guys been nerding out on this week?
Well, I, of course, being the Christmas month, have been watching Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
We also tried to watch Eight Crazy Nights for Hanukkah, but we couldn't find it streaming anywhere. But I do want to mention a movie that we watched that was amazing. It was called Anna and the Apocalypse. It is a musical set at Christmas time when a zombie apocalypse happens.
Nice.
It was amazing. I downloaded the soundtrack. I've been listening to it in the mornings on my way to work. It's a lot of fun. Of course, I've been playing Dead by Daylight with the family and with my friends and stuff. And then also a shiny Celebi event has started in Pokemon Go.
He was waiting patiently at his desk at work for Jesse and James to show up.
Yeah, I still only just found them for the first time, like 10 minutes ago.
Wow.
That's what I was doing before I got on here. So I've been doing the Pokemon Go event, and if you know me, you know my favorite Pokemon is Celebi. And especially love the shiny version because it's pink. Come on. Mm-hmm. I've actually been soft resetting for a shiny Celebi in my Pokemon Crystal version this week as well. My kid has a couple copies of the DS game, so I'm able to use my Pokemon bank and get those Pokemon from Yellow and Silver and stuff like that that I've been playing and get them over to Sword. So,
oh, nice.
On week.
I just found out there was a white Vulpix, and my world has been changed.
The Alolan Vulpix. I'll get you one.
Sounds good.
Awesome. What about you, Tom? What have you been nerding out on?
Well, like I said, when I bought my Switch, I didn't have many games for it. And so my wife, Allison, got me an early Christmas present and gave me Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Awesome.
It's been very fun. I immediately went and earned all of the Metroid characters. I love how many different characters are in the game. I will say, though, that I judge basically every Smash Bros. Game on Super Smash Bros. Melee. Mm-hmm. And that one will just always be the classic to me. I feel like it was a lot harder to earn the characters, a lot harder to earn the stages. I remember, like, the classic Melee stages that you had to earn, and earning Final Destination took hours and hours of playing. And just some of the characters took forever. I remember I had to leave my game on overnight one time to earn, I think, Mewtwo. Did y'all ever do that?
Oh, yeah. Now, that was the one that was on the GameCube, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And I like the adventure mode that they have for the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, but it definitely, nothing will ever beat the adventure mode for Super Smash Bros. Melee. That one was just extremely fun. I like, but I don't like the classic mode. It's really short. I like that each one has a theme, but I also don't like that it's not random every time the way it was in the original game, where you would just see someone different each time you play through. I do like the fact that you play different bosses at the end of each classic mode run, with that weird little purple guy who's scary, Giga Bowser.
Shadow person.
Who?
I say he's like a shadow person.
Shadow person, yeah.
That's what I call him.
Something that my stuffed animal would turn into in my nightmares growing up. I like that basically every character has a villain in it. It's it sets up a lot of some cool role plays that you can do. I like that Ridley from Metroid is in it. But that's basically all I've been doing with my time this week. It's been fun trying to earn as many characters as possible. Sonic might be one of my new favorite Smash Bros. Characters.
We'll have to play together and get hustled by Shane.
Get hustled by Shane. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that story.
I'm working on Ness and Lucas. Actually, I'm working with them. I already have them, so.
Ness and Lucas. What are your characters, Reggie?
I'm pretty proficient at Princess Peach, and then I use Baby Bowser, but I use Wendy, the Wendy skin that you can use.
Those nice. Are
two that I will whoop some butt with and piss some people off doing so. Nobody enjoys being smacked down by Princess Peach. I know that.
Yeah, Kirby, Donkey Kong. Mm-hmm. Those have definitely always been my favorite. I am sad though because in Super Smash Bros. Melee, there was a white Kirby with black shoes, and we always called him Panda Kirby. And I guess he was supposed to be the black and white skin from the original Kirby games, but they made him more of a grayscale in Super Smash Bros. I'm really sad they don't have black and white Kirby anymore because we always called him Panda Kirby, and it was my favorite.
I wish that they would do more skins for the characters.
Maybe I'll do DLC.
They've been doing a bunch. There's a bunch of DLC for it. There are a lot of new characters that they've added. I haven't gotten a single one of them, but there are a lot. I will be getting the newest one coming is Sephiroth. Sephiroth from Final Fantasy, however you say his name, and he was in the Kingdom Hearts games. He's the one-winged dude.
Got nice. A
sword. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
What have you been doing, Shane, this week? That is what America wants to know.
Well, I have been consumed by three things. First and foremost, Animal Crossing. It is the holiday season in Animal Crossing, so there's a bunch of Christmas items, a bunch of snow items. It's actually snowing in the game now, which is really fun. Tons of new DIYs to get. And that is taking up most of my nerd time right now and free time after work.
What's the coolest new DIY?
They have illuminated. They're like Christmas light decoration DIYs that you can make. And so it's like you actually get to put those on the island and they look a little more decorated as opposed to just building a standard decoration that would go in your house and set out there. So I really want the illuminated ones.
That's cool.
Yes. So I'm going to work towards that. I have also been writing the play that I can't really discuss too much about yet. That is taking a lot of time, but very fun, because I'm transcribing it from a novel, which is the way I initially wrote it, into an actual play designed for online.
Shane's secret play.
Bum, bum, bum.
And then finally, I have really been nerdy now. I don't know if I even told you guys, but I have been learning French. I started back in the spring. That was kind of like my one COVID thing. And I am really into that, enjoying that. I know very basic French and words and things like that. So I really love that. And I'm really glad I picked that up.
Nice.
Are you going to move to France and like sit outside of a coffee shop smoking a really skinny cigarette while reading a tiny book?
No to the smoking, but I'll absolutely go order a baguette and croissant.
I love that. Corey and I have been talking about picking up German again because, you know, we both lived in Germany. Corey and I both lived in Germany when we were younger, so we think it would be easy to pick it back up. We're going to do the Duolingo, and then
that's what I use.
And if it goes well, we might pick up a Rosetta Stone or something like that, but.
Duolingo is very mad at me in my email. They keep talking about how I let my streak go 6 weeks ago.
Wow.
Daily shame in my inbox from Duolingo.
What language were you learning?
Espanol.
Ah, Espanol.
Yeah, and I got pretty good at it in college, but then just have not practiced. So I need to do that. I can write it pretty well, but I'm not good at talking at all.
Mm-hmm. That's the challenge. And it's a lot more in depth than I thought because I am paying for a paid account. You can do it for free. For anyone listening, if you don't know that, it's a little limited. Like you'll still eventually unlock everything, but you can only make so many errors. You know, I guess it's per day or per so many hours, and then it's got to load back up like a game. But with the for free version, I can make all the errors I want. I've unlocked bunches of things on it, the most recently thing being the audio lessons, which is really helping me with the learning to actually speak it. I'm like you, I'm better with writing it and reading it at this point, but those audio lessons are wonderful.
Nice.
Brava, brava.
Yes. So it's been an awesome week in Nerd for us, and we will dive right into these lesser known candies with my list. I will start with my number 5 choice, leading up to my number 1 choice. But I chose to start with Clark bars. I don't know if you remember those or know what they are.
They're little men shrunken down and dipped in chocolate, named Clark, right?
Yes.
I've heard of them, but never seen or tried one.
They're very similar to Butterfingers and Fifth Avenues. Like, they're not quite as hard as Butterfingers are, but you know, they're chocolate bar with crunchy peanut butter middle that has been rolled and mixed with sugar. Nice. So where can you go wrong with them?
Can we find those anywhere easily?
Honestly, I think some gas stations still have them, and of course, the online, the internet.
Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Next on my list, and this one I debated putting on there because I feel like they're well known, but I feel like people forget about them. Junior Mints are one of my favorite go-tos, not just for movies, but in life.
Oh, I love Junior Mints. I did not think about those. Those are definitely good ones. York Peppermint Patties, are you a fan of those at all?
I do love those.
It's kind of weird eating mints as candy, but I do love some Junior Mints.
So, fun story about me. I don't like chocolate, and I especially don't like chocolate and mint together.
Oh, Reggie. That's hurting the heart a little bit.
I know. It always breaks people's heart when they find out I don't like chocolate. But I don't like just eating like a chunk of chocolate. But I unfortunately do not like chocolate and mint.
We will get through this as a podcast.
We will.
I'm sorry.
All right, next on my list is a personal favorite, and they're still being manufactured today, Zero bars. And they're pretty easy to find.
I thought Zeros were, the first time I saw someone eating one, I was like, they make white chocolate Snickers, basically.
I mean, they actually do now. but yeah, you know, Zero bars, for those of you that may not know, it's nougat, caramel, and white chocolate. And I'm pretty sure the nougat has very finely chopped up nuts.
Mm.
And they're just wonderful, and I love them. They come in a nice little silver wrapper called Zero.
Is it a zero or a Z-E-R-O?
Spelled out.
Z-E-R-O.
Yeah, I like Zero bars as well.
Mm-hmm. And nearing the top of my list, one of my personal favorites that I have on me constantly, I will sneak them into the movies or take them wherever I want to have a snack, sometimes in theaters, wah, wah. But I love Smarties.
Oh, I love Smarties. Do you have a favorite color Smartie?
The white ones.
The white ones, those are pretty good. I like the purple ones.
I like the purple ones. Those were always my, I'd always pick all them out and set them to the side and eat all the other ones. How do you eat Smarties?
I don't know what it is about the white ones. I just think they taste a little different than the rest because the rest are really blended in flavor for me.
How do you eat yours? Do you like just crunch them up or do you let them dissolve on your tongue?
I do both. It depends on what mood I'm in and how much I want to savor them.
Did you ever have the, like, Spree version of Smarties?
Yes, and they're not Smarties.
Oh, yeah, they're not Smarties, but...
Were they chewy?
No, they were like Smartie consistency. It was just, like, Spree brand. Hmm. The same type of candy as Smarties, but not the same at all.
I felt like they were closer to Sweet Tarts, which I do like, but they just tasted more like a Sweet Tart to me.
Hmm.
Or maybe it was Sweet Tart Smarties. Was it Sweet Tart or Spree? I don't know.
I'm not sure either. I remember those, and they might have had a version of both.
Yeah.
But finally, at the top of my list, I'm uber excited because a lot of people don't know what this candy is. And I have one, a miniature-sized one for you guys to try whenever we're not social distancing and being good boys. But smoothies made by Boyer. Are you guys familiar with those?
I've only had, like, blended up fruit smoothies.
Skittle smoothies.
Nope, these are actually they look like a Reese's, except the inside is peanut butter, the outside is coated in what they call butterscotch, but until like 2 years ago I thought it was peanut butter on peanut butter, but it's supposed to be butterscotch, and they're amazing.
That does sound glorious.
Yes, and Boyer's the one. I don't know if you guys remember Mallow Cups.
Oh, yeah. I like Mallow Cups.
Boyer's the company that makes Mallow Cups, and then they have these other things called smoothies. And back in the day, if you bought one, you know, they came very packaged like a Reese's, and the little cardboard piece inside had little points on that you could save up and get merchandise from them way back in the day.
Oh,
Mallow Cups have coconut in them, don't they?
They do.
They're like one step away from perfection. They just, they're like, let's ruin something by sprinkling coconut on the top.
Well, luckily these are just, to me, it's peanut butter on peanut butter, and it's amazing because there's really nothing else like it. Reese's is chocolate and peanut butter, and, you know, Mallow Cups are their own thing, their own weird thing, but smoothies are where it's at.
Sounds like the, a little bit like, or kind of reminds me of whatchamacallit, because that has caramel in, caramel and peanut butter as well. That sounds very good. I want to try them.
Yes. Well, like I said, they're more like a Reese's cup, but love me some whatchamacallit too. That's my honorable mention.
Nice.
And that's my list.
Well, Shane and I are going to have to get together and eat some candy without Reggie, because I agreed with him on almost all of those. And if you don't like mint chocolate, I'll still love you, but mint chocolate might be one of my favorites.
The problem with me is that I'm not really big into sweets in general.
That's probably a good thing.
No, it's not, because I always miss out. I always miss out on the Easter stuff and the Christmas stuff, and everybody else is picking out on cookies and cakes and pies and candies, and I'm just like, I'll have some beef jerky and a slice of, you know, cheese ball.
Well, Tom, you have something prepared for us this week before your list, right?
I do. I decided this isn't about obscure candy, but it is obscure candy trivia, or ooh, obscure candy history trivia. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So these should be pretty easy to get without multiple choice. Mm-hmm. So I'll read the question, and when I'm done with that, just jump in. Let's see. Let me actually get a tally down. I'm really bad at keeping the tally.
I can keep one too.
I can keep one as well.
And we'll all three win on our own.
Yeah.
Okay. So question number one. Invented in 1896, these chocolate taffy chews were actually World War II rations.
What? Charleston chew?
No.
Mm. Ooh, that was a good guess, Reggie. I'm going to blank. Chocolate taffy, I don't know.
Give up?
I do.
Tootsie Rolls.
Oh!
Wah, wah.
Okay. Question number two. Developed in 1941, also military rations in World War II, and sold in cardboard tubes that fit well into military cargo pockets, these chocolate candies were popular because they did not melt due to their brightly colored candy shells.
M&M's?
M&M's.
Reggie with the point.
Ah.
I thought it was cool that they were originally produced in tubes, because when M&M's minis came out, everyone was all excited about the tube, and that's actually how they were originally produced.
I love the M&M minis tubes. And I had like a bunch of them when I was growing up. I would put my change in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you remember how the M&M's minis were like the crazy little guys for the cartoons?
Yes.
Okay, so Reggie and I are tied right now. Let's see. Question number three, released in 1950 by Just Born Confections, the company that makes Peeps. What was the name of this cinnamon chewy candy? Cinnamon chewy candy.
Fireball?
No.
Red Hots.
Oh.
No.
Ah.
Hot tamales.
Hot tamales. Yeah.
Vaguely remember those.
I just didn't know hot tamales were made by the company that made Peeps. Okay, number four. The opposite of bad and scarce, this beloved candy really rings Choo-Choo Charlie's bell. The opposite of bad and scarce.
Good and plenty.
Good yes. and plenty. Yeah, I was like, good and something. I don't know.
Yes. Finally on the board.
Okay, so let's see. Number five, using the powder from Frizola kids drinks, this candy was popularized during the 1960s colorful candy revolution and really sticks with you.
Fun Dip?
No.
Good, I was thinking that, but can you say the question again?
Using the powder from Frizola kids drinks, this candy was popularized during the 1960s colorful candy revolution and really sticks with you.
It's, I know what it is. Can I say it? I know what it is.
Now and Laters?
No. Say it, Reggie.
Pixie Sticks.
Yes.
Oh, good grief.
Should I give that to Reggie or me?
You.
Maybe I should be the quiz master more often. I might win. Okay. In 1962, this contradictory candy used the sugary base of Pixie Sticks, but in a more compact and less messy form.
Fun Dip?
No. This contradictory candy.
Oh my gosh. Is it?
I don't know it.
Ugh. Is it Shane's favorite candy?
I'm not sure.
Oh, is it Smarties?
No.
No? Okay.
Sweet Tarts.
Oh, okay. How's that contradictory? Sweet and tart, I guess. Never mind.
Using grammar against us.
Okay, so number seven. Wow, that's Smarts. While there were originally seven different flavors, the mystery flavor of this popular candy you got from the bank was actually a production glitch due to switching between flavors in the manufacturing process, leading to a mix of the two flavors they were switching between. What is this famous lollipop?
Dum Dums?
Yes.
Ah, good job.
Dum-dums, I used to collect the wrappers for the points when I was...
Oh, yeah. Me and my friend were, like, doing that for a long time in, like, third or fourth grade, and we're going to get, like, the t-shirt in the end, but we ended up just losing them or something.
I wanted a jacket. I don't know whatever happened, but that's what I was going for, was that, like, sport or the... you know what I'm talking about, the like bowler's club jacket or whatever.
Nice. Do y'all have a favorite Dum Dum?
Pineapple.
Pineapple? Did you say root beer? Mm-hmm. I do love root beer. That was probably always my favorite growing up. Okay, so let's see. Number eight. This candy, originally called Opal Fruits, migrated from England to America in 1967. They would really fit in with the theme of our last episode.
What are Starbursts?
Yes, Reggie.
Good job, Reggie.
I don't know why I said what is.
I'm totally the weakest link today.
We played Jeopardy with the Odessa, our smart home thing, and you always have to say who is or what is with that, so...
Oh, I miss Alex Trebek.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. Okay, number nine. In 1973, Like a Maid powder was rebranded as this candy with the addition of a sugar stick.
Fun Dip.
Fun Dip.
Shane. Finally, Fun Dip, and Shane gets it. Okay, so yeah, so apparently that Lick-A-Maid, I'm sorry. Let's see. It was Pixie Sticks that started out as a Kool-Aid type drink. Let's see. Okay, number 10. This candy was created by accident by a scientist trying to invent instant soda.
Pop Rocks?
Yes, Shane. Let's see. So after 10, it is
3-3. You.
Okay. Let's see. Sorry. Shane, you got 3.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie got 3. And I got 4. So I will stop there so I can win one.
Oh.
I had a tiebreaker question in case you two tied.
We did tie for 3.
Yeah, we kind of did.
You want... Do y'all want to go for a second?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's see this.
E.T.'s favorite candy.
M&M's.
No.
Reese's.
Butterfinger BBs?
No.
Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces.
Ooh, piece of candy.
I won. Ooh. I finally pulled one over on Vaughn.
No.
Well, speaking of that, you should watch As the Beanstalk Turns.
Especially the upcoming Christmas episode. I hear it's going to be hilarious.
Yes, and it comes out next week.
Next week.
All right, so Tom, tell us what's on your list.
Okay, so my first one is a pretty recent one, but and I don't even really know what to call it, but I'm just calling it My Mother-in-Law's Hard Candy. It's literally just called, I think we Googled it today, and it's called Honey-Filled Hard Candy. But it's this, it's like a hard candy that you suck on, and then it's got honey in the middle. And you can get them at Mass Store, I believe, or online. I think last time we went to Mass, though, they did not have them. But ooh. I had never had them before, but like they're my mother-in-law's favorite candy that she always has on deck when we go to her house, and they're just very good. I'm not usually a hard candy person, so they are definitely good. They make me think of visiting my in-laws, and I really miss visiting them regularly because of the pandemic. My next one, I put two for this one because I like them for the same reason, but Cowtails and Airheads, not together. But they just take me back to going to basketball games with my dad, specifically high school basketball games. Used to have a lot of fun there. I didn't watch much basketball at that time. I would just run around with all the other kids and get in trouble. But I just like the basketball aspect of those, and that you could only really get them from concession stands. Or that's the only place I ever got them from. You could get them from stores, obviously. But we used to shake the Airheads into little pillows. Did y'all ever do that?
Oh yeah.
Shake those up until they got all small, or we would take them and make them into forked tongues. Did you ever do that?
Yes, that I've done.
Yeah, Airheads really really good. I get. Are they supposed to be taffy?
Yeah.
Fruit wax.
What was your favorite Airhead flavor?
Probably blue or white mystery.
Mm. Let's say that white mystery. Where it's at.
Wasn't it white mystery, white grape? Like, wasn't that what the mystery flavor was? It was white grape.
I don't know. Who knows? It might have been like Dum Dums, where they were switching between flavors and just there were two flavors mixed together, so they packaged it as mystery.
Didn't they have a competition where if you guessed the right flavor, you won something?
I feel like they might have. I feel like that's just something we made up as kids, though. Like, if you get the white mystery flavor, you get $1 million.
I swear. Yeah, you had to guess it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember. I feel like that just sounds like something I would have made up when I was in, like, elementary school.
I like to think it's still a mystery.
My next one, Jolly Ranchers gummies. Have you ever had those?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if there's multiple types, but specifically the juice-filled ones. Have you had those?
Yes.
I think they're like apple, strawberry, and watermelon. And, you know, I really like Gushers, but these are probably the most unique juice-filled gummy I've had. There's like another company that makes juice-filled gummies, and these just are definitely superior in, I guess, juice content to gummy candy ratio. But also they just have some good memories because I first had them when I moved back to Boone after college. And I was in a beanstalk play we did with my mom and Amy and all them. And we did Dearly Departed. And my wife bought those for me for rehearsals a bunch. So I just, good memories of right when we moved back to Boone, doing a fun play. And they were like my break a leg present as well. So good memories attached to those. And they're just delicious. Next one, Chocorooms. Have you had those before?
I have not.
They're Japanese candy. They're, have you had Pocky, is it? Have y'all had?
Yes.
Yeah, it's basically that, but it's like the sticks from Pocky, but at the end of it is like a little chocolate mushroom cap. And I had an exchange student when I was in college who brought those to me, and they're really good. I think you can get them at World Market or obviously online. But one of my favorite chocolate candies, they're definitely hard to find, and it just reminds me of winter 2009. I was home for Christmas break, and that's when we had the exchange student who introduced me to those. But it snowed every day for like 2 months. And so I remember that was just like hanging out with my friends and being cold and not being able to really do much besides hang out. And it just snowed for 2 months. But that was a really fun winter. And then finally, this one is like the white whale of candy for me. It's the Hershey's S'mores bar. Have you had it before?
I don't know if I even know that one.
I've not eaten it, but I've picked it up for Corey many times.
It was big, I guess, in like the late 2000s, so like probably 2006 to 2010 maybe. And they just got discontinued and disappeared, but it was literally a Snickers Milky Way style bar with marshmallow and then a layer of graham cracker on the bottom covered in chocolate. And it was my favorite candy of all time. I haven't been able to find it anywhere since then. Like it's not anywhere. So I will be hunting the Hershey's S'mores bar until the end of time. And if our billions of fans want to write Hershey and tell them to reproduce this candy bar, I will love them forever.
Do it. Write them.
But my one honorable mention is Seedlings. Do y'all remember those?
I remember the name.
They were the gumballs that were shaped like fruit and had like the candy seeds on the inside.
Yes.
I always had to get those from the little quarter machines.
Oh my gosh, I remember those. And then do you remember the fruits that were plastic and you could unscrew them and there was like powder in
it? Oh, I love those.
I remember those, but I also remember like I didn't eat them fast enough. And I guess since we live in a place that's humid, they got really gross and stuck together.
I always went for the watermelon or the banana one.
The powder. Yeah, I liked the strawberry seedling. That one was always good. And it was like the biggest one.
Strawberry and pineapple was where it's at for me.
Nice. Well, that's my list.
Very awesome. Very nice. Moving right along, Reggie, you have a ranker list for us, right?
I'm not sure if it's ranker.
Oh.
It's a list of known candies, but unusual flavors.
It's a listicle.
A listicle. Candy corn marshmallow peeps.
Okay, I saw the picture of that one in the article, and it actually looks kind of good. Are y'all peeps fans?
I like 1 to 1.5 peeps every year. That's it. That's my max intake of the year.
Yeah, and kind of be right there with you, and not the biggest candy corn fan, so I'm like, why would they do that?
I am too. Have you ever done peep jousting?
In the microwave?
Yeah.
Yes.
You put two little toothpicks in each one and put them in the microwave, and they expand, and one of them stabs the other one. Go on, Reggie.
Sea salt chocolate candy corn.
Sea salt chocolate or caramel?
Sea salt chocolate. Candy corn.
Interesting. Nope.
Gross. This sounds really good, though. Reese's peanut butter and banana cream cups.
Doesn't it have Elvis on the wrapper? Yeah,
it's like an Elvis Reese's, and I would eat that. Now, that sounds good.
I would try it.
Honey roasted peanut butter cups.
Ooh, yes, please.
Yeah, that sounds really good. This is interesting and weird. A barbecue payday.
It's a caramel.
It's the caramel, and then the peanuts are barbecued seasoned peanuts.
I guess I could see that being like a good like salted caramel flavor.
I don't know. I think I would do it. I'd try it.
I would.
This one is not really a weird flavor, but it's just, it's not existing. It doesn't exist anymore, but it's Ghost Dots. You remember Dots? The little gummy
thing? Yeah.
Ghost Dots were ones that were completely clear, so you didn't know what flavor you were eating when you were eating them.
So basically, they just didn't put any coloring in them.
Yeah, basically. chlorophyll-flavored Pez.
I saw that. And that is interesting.
Plant-flavored Pez. Okay. This one, I see this one still. Pretzel M&Ms. I love pretzel M&Ms.
I'm okay with it. I like the crispy ones better.
I thought they were just all crispy at this point.
Well, I think what the pretzel M&Ms has like a little bit of salt in it from the pretzel.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. Maybe it crispy came first, then pretzel, and everyone wants crispy back, right?
Yeah.
I know they repurposed the orange cartoon M&M for pretzel because he used to be the crispy one.
Mm-hmm. Green tea Hershey Kisses.
I've heard of green tea Kit Kats, so I assume that they have an appeal.
New York Cheesecake Kisses.
Sounds good.
Buttered Popcorn Mike and Ike's.
I think I've had those before. I mean, I like buttered popcorn jelly beans, but...
Yeah, I like the buttered popcorn jelly beans a lot, so I probably would really enjoy that.
Oh, you guys, it sounds disgusting.
You're not a buttered popcorn candy type person?
No, they're awful. Like when you get that Dum Dum that's buttered popcorn, I hate that one.
It tastes like kettle corn to me.
Yeah. Cherry Cola Mike and Ike's.
Never had them.
I think that sounds good.
I feel like I had those and they did not live up to the name.
This one I thought was interesting. Thanksgiving Gumballs. Didn't we see that in a movie? Didn't a girl turn into a blueberry at the end?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a really Wonka thing that the world does not need.
Turkey, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie in a gumball. No, thank you. Chocolate Skittles.
I vaguely remember eating those, and I remember I really liked the s'mores flavor and the brownie flavor.
I see brownie, chocolate pudding, chocolate caramel, vanilla, and s'mores.
And I do like... chocolate pudding jelly beans, and I think I remember liking that one as well.
Key lime pie Twizzlers.
I had orange and cream Twizzlers the other day.
Yeah, those were good, and I think key lime pie would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh cola Mentos, so like Coca-Cola candy, minty Coca-Cola, I guess. This one I thought was really fun. Swedish fish jelly beans. I guess it's like Swedish brand, but then they're jelly beans. We love Swedish fish.
I do love Swedish fish.
Only a couple more. Java Twix.
Interesting.
Saki Kit Kats.
Yes, I would try them.
A baked sweet potato Kit Kat.
Interesting.
Heard of that.
A sweet purple potato Kit Kat, which isn't that like... Umi or umami or something like that. Isn't that a word?
I don't know. They're getting out of hand with these Kit Kats.
A wasabi Kit Kat. And then this one makes me pickle candy canes.
I have those.
Are they good?
I mean, it's weird.
Save me one. I want one. I want
to
try
one. I'm going to have to try one. I like drinking pickle juice, but...
I do too. They tasted, it was a bit very pickled taste, and I did one, like, when I tried holiday candy type video last year, and that was one of the things I tried. It was a pickled candy cane, and I still have some left over. It's candy cane, so they still should be good, but it was a weird pickle taste.
Bacon candy canes? I mean, bacon candy is good, so. Candy string cheese.
No.
No.
What? No. What? Get out of here.
That seems like the weirdest. Yeah, but it's candy flavored cheese.
They didn't make string cheese better. They just made cheese worse.
The question wasn't, can we? It's why. Well, and that's the end of that list. That's a gross one to go out on. But since that's done, I can go on into my list.
Yes.
So when I was doing my candies, I had to think about the obscure candies that I got when I lived in other countries. Because I lived in Germany when I was a kid, and then I also lived on one of the Hawaiian Islands when I was a kid. I know it's not a different country, but... So specifically starting out on my first on my list is the German brand Cola gummies.
Ooh.
It has to be the German version, and it could be the Haribo, but it has to be the Haribo from Germany.
Like the Coke bottle Haribos.
Yeah, like the Coke bottle. Those are some of my favorite. I mean, when I was a kid, I would bite the top off and pretend like I was opening it and then slowly on it. But I don't know if it's something about the German water, but it tastes different than the American made ones.
I do like those.
Next on my list, another German candy. It's called Nim Zwei. You guys ever heard of those or had them?
Nope. Have not.
So they're like little hard candies with soft little centers that, you know, when as you're you know those strawberry candies that are wrapped like they look like a strawberry, and you know how the center of that is soft? Very similar to those candies, except they're German and they are different kinds of dragon fruit flavor and, you know, mango and stuff like that. We get little candy boxes from one of our family members every holiday, and it's always filled with German candy because Corey lived in Germany and has a lot of family that still live there.
Nice.
So we always get to look forward to those. This next one is going to sound weird. So have you guys ever had the super, super salted dehydrated plums?
No.
No.
They're super dehydrated and salt, and they're like super, super salty. Well, they're those plum pits, and then they're like coated in hard candy. I couldn't find an exact name for them. They were called golden plum candies or happy plum candies. And I found another one that was Lee Hing Moodrops. But I always got them when I lived in Hawaii. So I don't know if they're Hawaiian candy, but they're some kind of international candy. And it was almost like a citrusy flavor hard candy and then the salty inside. I always loved those because, like I said, I'm not a big sweet person, so the salt aspect of it, you know, really. The next one on my list, which a lot of people might know what these are, but Kinder Eggs.
Oh, yeah. The real ones, though.
The real ones from Germany. I know here they sell them, but they're, like, in halves, and you have to peel one side off, and the toy is something different. When I lived in Germany, there were egg-shaped, and when you ate the egg, there was an orange plastic thing that was shaped like this that when you popped open had some kind of toy in it, whether it was a toy put together or a little figurine or something. But again, I'm talking about specifically the German Kinder Egg or the Kinder Schokolade. I'm not a big chocolate fan, but like Tom was saying, there's just so much memory associated to that of when I lived there. And I still have some of the toys, the little figurine toys that I had from when I was a kid. So
awesome.
Last on my list are Mambas. Do you guys know what Mambas are?
I don't think so.
Mambas are like, I guess kind of like a Laffy Taffy type of consistency where, you know, they're chewies. But they're fun flavors like raspberry and mango and kiwi and orange and blood orange or clementine or something specific. Those are always included. I don't know if they're a German candy or not, but they're always found. You can find a lot of these candies that I'm talking about at Aldi's.
I was gonna say, that sounds like they're here. I think I've had a few of those.
Yes. If you shop at Aldi's or knows anybody that shops at Aldi's, ask them to grab one of these types of candies for you because they're definitely at those stores. So, and then for my honorable mentions, I basic. I know I'm basic. I don't like a lot of candies, but Payday is my favorite candy of all time.
Nice. That's a good one. I did not realize what a Payday was until like a couple years ago, and I do like them.
I'm the weirdo. I like to put just a little extra salt on my Payday too.
Yeah, salted caramel.
What about the chocolate ones that have recently come out? Do you like those?
I don't like chocolate.
Oh, that's right. Oh, but they're amazing.
But yeah, that's my list. Short, sweet, and simple.
All right. Those were really great lists. I love talking about candy because I eat entirely too much. And one day I'm sure that will catch up with me. But so as we wrap up, we want to remind everyone to check out a few of our friends. We often talk about our friend Mason Blevins, who just recently published his very first novel, which is now available widely at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, otherwise known as BAM. You can also check it out online. You can get a hard copy, or you can get copies for your Kindles or any other electronic thing that you're reading.
What's the book called again? 34?
Yes, 34 Degrees by Mason Blevins. Mason C. Blevins.
Very nice.
I am buying it when I get paid tomorrow.
Yay! We also want to give a shout out to our good friend, Jordy Marie Games. She plays Animal Crossing, Among Us, The Sims, every once in a while Dead by Daylight. And she streams twice a day, so be sure to check her out on Facebook at Jordy Marie Games.
Is she still trying to have 100 babies?
She is indeed.
In The Sims, not real life.
Yeah. Mention our show, as the Beanstalk turns, we have a holiday Christmas special coming out, and you can also check out our Halloween and Thanksgiving and our, what do we call that? We call it our first season?
Yeah, absolutely.
Our first season of As the Beanstalk Turns on our Facebook page. And then also, I'm going to shamelessly plug my buddy Jimmy Kerr and his custom furniture wood shop, Willow Mountain Woodwork. You can find him on Instagram and Facebook. And actually, he has some of his products in Ramblin' Poppy, which is a butcher shop that opened up locally. I think they're in West Jefferson. Hmm. And they make sausages, all kinds of stuff. But you can pick up some of Jimmy's work at that butcher shop now. So that's actually two plugs, Ramblin' Poppy and Willow Mountain Woodwork.
Very nice. And last but certainly not least, if you guys want to connect with us more online, we're at Total Nerdlist on, you know, all the social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or you can email us at totalnerdlist@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you. We thank everyone who listens. We hope you enjoy as much as we enjoy making them. And if you guys remember, when we reach 600, we will do a special Bean Boozle episode, which I have been prepping and I'm sure Reggie and Tom are dreading.
I'm so scared. I am literally so scared to eat some of these jelly beans.
And we are way too close.
Very close. I haven't even done a check today. It was a inclement weather day, so everything is a little bit crazy. Let's mm-hmm. Final count as of right now. Oh goodness, 590.
Yeah. Oh wow, that's two more guys.
I guess we're gonna, by the time we do the next episode, I guess we'll have done the Bean Boozle challenge.
Yes, well, we'll see if we get there, but for us, that's all this week. So bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.